Welcome, everybody. The show is Talking About Jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith. I have a really interesting group in the studio today, and usually I do these things with one other artist, but the music in this particular situation is so great and interesting, I thought it'd be more fun to have the whole band. So what we have is the Joan Hutton Jazz Project, and welcome, Joan.
Thanks.
The studio.
Glad to be here.
I know. And Joan is holding a tenor right now. And we also have Dave Milne. Welcome, Dave.
Hey, Joan. All How's
right.
it going?
And Dave is holding a flute for you radio folks. And we have Jesse Mueller on the keyboard.
Hey.
And Jendin Forberg on the drums.
Hello.
And yes. And the first tune I have up on the stand is a tune called Without a Name. The Jazz Player's Dilemma.
Mm-hmm, it is.
All right. Well, Joan, you just want to count it off and
sure.
We can talk about it later.
Yep. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Thank you. Well, that was beautiful, you guys. How fun. Well, if you just tuned in, listeners, the show is talking about jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith, and we have a larger group in the studio with me today than normal. And the name of the band is the Joan Hutton Jazz Project. And Joan, so tell us a little bit about this. Well, it's all original stuff of yours that we're playing today. It was a beautiful music. Yeah. So,
thank you.
How did this come to be here?
Yeah, well, I guess it kind of came out of connecting with you and with Jen Dean at the Swing Sisterhood Big Band, kind of a newish project that we've both been involved with. And after some of those rehearsals and one of the concerts, I sent Jen Dean a note and I said, hey, you feel like maybe getting a small group thing together? And she responded very enthusiastically and was interested. So I kind of got thinking about it, and I asked you, Joan, if you were interested in doing it, and you said, sure, sounds fun. Jesse Mueller and I play in a group called Rare Medium together, and I've been doing so for about the past 10 years. I've always appreciated his playing, so I asked him if he might want to do it. And then David Milne and I play in the Anshia Saxophone Quartet together, and have been playing together for about 20 years, give or take quite a while. And I just started thinking about it. And, you know, I have some tunes that I've written in the past, and I was interested in writing some more tunes. So I thought an all originals thing would be cool.
Yeah, well, I'm all for original music, you know, in jazz. You know, it doesn't go forward, I don't think, unless you get some new tunes. So great. So listeners, I know it's radio, so I should tell you again what I'm looking at, I guess. Joan Hutton is over there. She's now got an alto in her hand, saxophone. And Dave Milne, Dave, you've always been one of my favorite players. Just beautiful, beautiful playing. And he's holding a soprano saxophone over there. So we'll try some different sounds with that. And Jesse Mueller is playing a keyboard and beautifully.
I'm holding the Nord, but
playing that beautifully. And of course, Jen Dean Forberg is holding down the tempo here and the feel as beautifully as always. So we can talk more to everybody, but let's play another tune. So the one I have up here is Weave Poles, and you know, I've got dogs myself, so I know what weave poles are. So Joan, tell us what's the inspiration here.
Yeah, years ago, before I had children, I had a little stint of just taking some dog agility classes with my dog, my young dog then, Tucker, and it was just for fun, but I always enjoyed watching some of the other, some of the very skilled dogs going through the weave poles. So that's just one of the dog agility events, and kind of just this tune came out of that.
A little of the manic energy of a...
Yes, exactly.
Dog agility.
Picture a border collie.
Oh, my. Yeah. Oh, border collie for me. well, listeners, if you just tuned in, the show is talking about jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith. I've got a lovely band in the studio called the Joan Hutton Jazz Project, and we're going to play a tune called Weave Poles. So, counter off.
One, two, one, two,
three.
made. Weave poles. So if people just tuned in, the show is talking about jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith. I'm playing bass in the band this morning and joined by Dave Milne and Joan Hutton and Jendine Forberg and Jesse Mueller. And that one was a tune called Weave Poles, and it captures that manic weave pole energy. So, Joan, one of the things that's interesting about your tunes is that we have meter changes. Is that
yes,
a feature of many of your tunes, do you think?
Well, I seem to kind of like that. I mean, it might come out a little bit of the fact that I play a lot of contemporary music in the Anshia Saxophone Quartet,
yeah.
And which, you know, has a lot of crazy things, and including a lot of meter changes and just some of the music I listen to. Yeah, I just kind of like some unexpected things happening.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I'm maybe the, well, I don't know if I'm the newest member of the band, but I have to, I just can't relax on the, just playing the changes, so. Beautiful. So, Dave, the next tune that we have up here is called Peeper's Peak. Joan, who's Peeper, just out of curiosity?
Peeper's Peak is my very good friend named her cabin, and the peepers are the spring peepers that you can hear, the frogs.
Oh, the frogs, sure.
Yeah, so that's where that
name
came from.
Oh, great, all right. All right, and David, you're holding a beautiful instrument over there, and I believe that's an alto flute,
It's an alto flute. And it is a beautiful instrument. Oftentimes you hear it in film scores and, you know, for an effect. But it's also a great jazz instrument because it has a beautiful color to it and texture to it in the lower
and
middle register.
Oh, I think it's a beautiful instrument. Now, sometimes you see the radio folks, he's got an alto flute that turns back on itself, has a little crook in the top, which is not always the case, right?
It looks kind of like a piece of plumbing here, like I went to Menards and picked up something from the plumbing section. But, it comes with two head joints, a straight head joint and a curved head joint. The curved head joint is often used in pit work, which I do a fair amount of, simply because you don't want to poke the player next to you.
Or you might.
In terms of space considerations. But the other advantage of a curved head joint is that the sound of the flute is closer to the player.
Oh, interesting.
So I can hear myself
a
little bit better. Yeah. And the alto flute's quite a soft instrument, so I can hear the sound coming out of the tone holes and the key work a little bit better when it's with the curved head joint.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm playing a pit right now, and the fellow's using a straight head joint.
Yeah.
So shows you can learn something new every day, I guess. So. All right. The show is talking about jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith. I have the Joan Hutton Jazz Project with me this morning, playing some really great tunes. We're going to play a tune called Peeper's Peak features... Oh, wait a minute. I have to mention this, too. Joan's standing over there with another instrument, a beautiful bass clarinet. So,
yeah,
Joan, tell us about that instrument for people that don't know what they might be
listening clarinet, to. Yeah, bass clarinet. It's a full octave lower than a standard soprano clarinet, or what you would think of as just a clarinet. So it's a fairly large instrument with a curved neck and a curved bell at the bottom. I love this instrument. It's a great instrument, and I haven't honestly played this instrument outside of my basement all that often. I've done some show work with it a little bit, but thought I would take the opportunity in this group to write some tunes for bass clarinet and get a chance to do some improvising on it.
Oh, I love the bass clarinet, yeah. And there is some precedent for jazz bass clarinet playing, isn't there?
Sure, there are some jazz clarinet, bass clarinet playing, but not a lot. Probably the one that I've listened to the most is Chris Potter is one of my favorite saxophonists, and I love it when he pulls out his bass clarinet. He sounds great on it, so that's probably my biggest influence.
Yeah, and I know Maria Schneider uses it in her big band writing, which is, but then it always makes it hard to do with college bands because nobody plays any doubles, you know. But that's beautiful. A beautiful instrument. The show is talking about jazz. I'm Joan Griffith, your host. I'm playing bass with this great band, the Joan Hutton Jazz Project. And you'll hear some unusual, in a way, sounds on this tune called Peeper's Peak. We've got Dave Milne on the alto flute and Joan Hutton on the bass clarinet. And here we go.
All right. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Beautiful, you guys. Very, very nice. It was a tune called Peeper's Peak, The show is Talking About Jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith. Peeper's Peak was written by Joan Hutton, who's over there. The group I have in today is the Joan Hutton Jazz Project. With Joan now on tenor, and Dave Milne, looks like you're going for the regular flute. Very nice. And Jen Dean Werberg on the drums, and Jesse Mueller on the keyboard. So, Joan, you and Jesse have another, some of these tunes are recorded in another setting, right?
Yes, yeah. So Jesse and I play in this jazz funk sextet called Rare Medium. And, yeah, we put out a CD quite a while ago now, I guess. It was maybe 9 or 10 years ago. And a few of these tunes are on there, yeah. So I've done some writing for that group over the years.
Oh, great. Yeah. So Jesse, we're kind of new acquaintances here, and I just love your playing. It's just, you know, soulful and powerful and everything else. Are you playing in some other groups too around town besides?
I play with a lot of groups, but not too many jazz groups. I mean, mainly Rare Medium, and then Acme Jazz Company does the big band thing at Crooner's on like Mondays usually, but. But those are mainly the only jazz ones. Otherwise, I play with D. Miller Band for blues and Willie Walker and No Limits and all sorts of bands.
Keeps busy.
A working musician, you're saying.
I try to diversify too. I like a lot of different genres, but
yeah. Well, I do too. So that's great. Are you a Twin Cities guy?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep. Born and raised.
Cool. All right. Well, you guys can't see us in the studio, but I think maybe you're the youngest of the bunch in here.
I think that might be a fair assessment.
I think that's a fair assessment. Well, that's a great thing about, you know, playing music is that you meet people from all walks of life and you know, different ages and different experiences, and that makes it really, really fun, I think. So.
Absolutely.
It does. Yeah.
All right, so we should keep on moving here because we have a lot of great tunes to play this morning. So this one is called Why Not? And why don't you tell us a little bit about it, Joan?
This is just kind of a ballad, a not-too-slow ballad that I wrote very recently with this group in mind. My thought in writing this tune, actually, I wrote this tune while I was on a teaching break. Maybe I had a student couldn't come or something like that, and so I had some free time. And so I wrote the entire melody, and I kind of figured out the chords later. And my thought was to write a melody that covered the whole range of the tenor sax from top to bottom.
Oh,
so
fun.
That was my only concept with it.
Okay. Well, it's good to have a concept from time to time.
Yeah. It is.
Whether that's helpful, we don't know. all right. So, why don't you count this off? I know that we had discussed that, you know, it's to find the sometimes hard to find the perfect tempo for a song,
Yeah, and I think I'm just going to start this one and then cue
into bar three. Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. Let's see what happens after
see
that.
What happens
all right. So, why not in the Joan Hutton Jazz Project?
Thank you.
Well, that was awesome, everybody. The show is talking about jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith. What you're listening to is the Joan Hutton Jazz Project, and it features Joan Hutton on a bunch of different instruments. That was the tenor on that one. And all of her original music is the set we're playing today. But there's also Dave Milne that you just heard played just a spectacular flute solo. Oh, my gosh.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah. Oh, and we have Jesse Mueller holding down the changes here on that one on the keyboard, and Jendine Forberg on the drums over there. Jendine, I wanted to ask you a question about playing drums, and that, you know, this is all
something.
I'm sure you will be able to. You know, this is all new music. It's new music. To me, you know, I think this is maybe the third time we've played through these tunes. Maybe three at the most.
Right.
You know, you don't see the fear on my face out there, audience. And everybody in the band, you know, we don't have a lot of information. We do have, you know, a lead sheet, essentially, and some instructions about the, you know, order of solos and stuff like that. But beyond that, we're all kind of, you know, free agents to create the vibe that happens right now, which is another great thing about jazz, is that it could be, if we did this one again, it'd probably be not quite the same, you know, feel different. But Jendine, I know that, you know, on our rhythm section players, you know, we get some sort of sketchy instructions, like this is, I have written on my music, a semi-ballad.
Right.
And so what's the process for you to make something work here? What are you thinking about?
Well, basically, when it's new music, like such as Jones, or music that I'm not familiar, I've never played before, other than the mechanics of the nature of my instrument, which I keep consistent, I put my particular ego a little bit in the background. Yeah, and just try to get it, especially when it's, we haven't played together and we don't have like a vibe over, you know, more repetitions of playing together. I basically just try to get the cue, obviously, from the person that's running it, yeah? And then after that, I make probably, what's the word I'm looking for? Not necessarily compassionate, but drumming decisions during the song as to when and if anything I'll play a fill or something in regard to not irritating the other player.
It's a high bar we have here.
I mean, in far as being a rhythm section player, we have a sense of time between all of us. I mean, some situations where I might consider that quality lacking in others, I just will lay down the law and there's no more discussion. Whereas here, there's an ebb and flow and a give and take. And plus, like, since it's new, like you said, if we played it again, I'm pretty sure I won't remember what I played before, except the basics will still be intact. It's like, don't try to keep the song on track tempo-wise, and just be more amenable to variations depending on what the individuals do in the ensemble and as a soloist. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I solo, all bets are off. I just do what I want.
So the bar is super high around here. Okay. All right. Listeners, the show is talking about jazz, and I'm your host, Joan Griffith, and I'm honored today to get to play bass in this band, which is really fun. Right now, Joan Hutton is holding a tenor saxophone over there, and Dave Milne has got a soprano, that beautiful silver-plated soprano. It's really
Thanks.
Lovely. And and then Jesse Mueller on the keyboard and Jendine Forberg on the drums. Before we start, both you guys, Dave and Joan, you guys have been switching instruments a lot. And how are those decisions made? Which instrument you want played, Joan?
Well, just with different tunes, I had different instruments in mind or tried some different things. And then with Dave, we kind of talked about some instrument combinations. I guess one of the ideas about this group is just playing around with that, playing around with the different colors, mm-hmm. of combining different woodwind instruments. And so we just tried some things and decided, oh, well, soprano and tenor seem to sound nice on this tune. I mean, some of them I just decided ahead of time that's kind of the sound I wanted, mm-hmm. and some things we kind of messed around with and paired the flute with the bass clarinet or with the tenor, and just going for some different colors.
They're beautiful tunes, so they can stand different instrumentation. I mean, they can be kind of flexible that way depending on the character of the music that you want to present. So we had a few ideas going into the first rehearsal, but then even then we changed a few things. And, mm-hmm. It's nice to have the opportunity to, you know, play with these beautiful instruments in a different setting. Joan and I both have done a number of shows where, you know, here's the part, here's the bass clarinet part, and it's in the bottom lower register of the instrument always.
Yeah.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be able to improvise on the bass clarinet or the alto flute in this kind of setting is a special opportunity.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful. I love that. The show is talking about jazz. If you just tuned in, I'm your host, Joan Griffith. I have the Joan Hutton Jazz Project with me in the studio at KBM North High School Studios this morning. And we're going to play some more original music. So the one I have up on the stand is a tune called Slinky. Joan, so what should we be aware of as we're listening to this song? What's the inspiration?
Well, you know, the title is just it's a good friend and neighbor's cat who is kind of a quirky cat, very unique cat. So I don't know. It just seemed appropriate. It's sort of a quirky tune. I'm making everyone count and think a little bit hard. You don't get to relax on this one, Joan. I'm sorry.
No.
Lots of meter changes.
I see it already. Yeah.
So, in honor of Slinky, the quirky cat.
Okay. Here we go.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Thank you.
Yes. Well, listeners, if you just tuned in, that was a tune called Slinky, an original tune by Joan Hutton, being performed by the Jazz Hutton Jazz Project. And, well, I don't. On my part, I wouldn't say it was perfect, but we did get to the end.
That's what counts.
Well, in this case, I suppose it does. All right, so the next tune that we're going to play here is a one called Sidekick. And Joan, why don't you tell us a little bit about it, what we could be listening for with this one?
Yeah, this is a tune I wrote quite a while ago and that we played with Rare Medium. Changed it a little bit for this setting. But yeah, and I wrote it on the bass clarinet, so I think it just lies nicely on the instrument, and kind of a funk feel tune. That's about all I have to say.
All right. Well, it's another one of these things where you just don't hear the word funky and the bass clarinet in the same sentence, and that's probably just a failing on our part.
Well, I'll try to live up to the funky bass clarinet.
All more right, listeners, here we go. Sidekick, funky bass clarinet.
Count it off. One, 2, 3, 4.
We'll be right back. right, everyone. Well, you've been listening to the Joan Hutton Jazz Project. And involved in this project, we played a lot of new music this morning by Joan. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
To play all these great tunes. And joining Joan in here is David Milne on the flute. This last time, David sounds awesome, as always. But he played a lot of different instruments. And then we have Jesse Mueller on the keyboard. That funky red-looking thing there, that's really awesome.
Nord.
and Jendine Froberg on the drums. Jendine, you're always rocking over there. And yes, and I'm your host, Joan Griffith. The show is talking about jazz. It's Jazz 88.5. You can hear snippets of the show during the weekdays, but you can hear the longer show, which I would advise everybody who heard any snippets of these to go listen to the whole show and hear the whole tunes on Saturday nights at 9 on most Saturdays. So thank you, David. Thank you, Joan, for the beautiful music. Thank you, Jendine and Jesse. And I'm your host, Joan Griffith. The show is talking about jazz. My fabulous engineer is Wesley Snipes, and we appreciate always all of our listeners. Thank you.